Hit the button.
Do it.
And we're live.
Wow.
Hey, we're back, everyone. Welcome back. So folks are starting to do a little strategizing and discussion about the game, and I said, we should be streaming this. So here we are. We're back already. There's a little concern on the technology side that maybe the audio is echoey. So if you experience that, please let us know. Type in the chat and tell us it's too echoey, and we'll futz with some audio stuff, and I think there's some stuff we can fix. So in the meantime, there was some discussion about Nabil. So as you know, Isabel was not able to come up for my birthday, which is very sad, but totally understandable. And the question was, what happened to her character? And now if you read the backstory I wrote in my blog post, I left it ambiguous as to whether or not she survived the final battle, which I actually recall from that session. I don't know if you guys remember that, but there was, she had taken some last minute hit, and we were in a rush to get you guys out of here and back on the bus. And we were like, is she dead? We're not sure. Oh. So I decided to let Isabel's availability dictate that. So since she's not here, unfortunately, Nabil did not survive.
Oh, no.
Sorry.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so.
I caught Umbar.
Now, what I have said is that because you did recover her body and you've given her a proper burial, that you do have access to her stuff, so feel free to start looting her corpse.
Yeah. All right. Or taking advantage
of her will.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yes.
Honoring her memory.
Honor her memory.
Nobody's going to cast these spells if she's dead.
So it sounds like I'm honoring her memory by taking her boots off.
Okay. All
right. Sounds like it. Very odd.
Imagine all this Warhammer that Christian thinks might have been magic.
This could be pulling it right out of my butt.
Yeah.
Christian was trying to figure out where I got it.
It sounds like Janik is detecting magic to remind ourselves of what.
I am casting detect magic to remind us of what items are most important.
Great.
I do my little turn on the catwalk.
excellent. In fact, so is anybody else carrying a magical warhammer? Does anyone have all your notes that they have a magical warhammer?
I have a warhammer of indeterminate magic abilities.
So in fact, that was a magical warhammer wielded by the vicar in the Elementalist Temple in the final fight from last session.
Wow.
In the Temple of Elementalists with the Harpy. That is in fact a Warhammer +2.
Wow. Yeah.
Oh. Right.
That's why you have it.
Yes. Yes. I was like, why do I want this?
Mighty weapon.
So is it +2?
Oh, you're doing so good.
Two hit and damage.
Oh, right.
There is, I see a potion of eye.
Invisibility?
Yes, let's say yes.
Yeah,
does that make sense?
Yep. We're all trying desperately to remember a game we played a year ago.
Why do you use so many abbreviations?
I wrote everything
Why
out.
Why is my note taking so awful?
I wrote everything out. My character sheet is a mess. But I do know what everything I have is.
I just abbreviated the boots.
Should one of our treasure hunters have a potion of I, or should it be one of the non-treasure hunters?
Thief is the
you know. You can call name. Yeah, that's
really
nice.
Oh, we're all casual now.
We're just merrier than the standard
games.
I found that enemies always get intimidated when they hear a chonk of plate mail creeping through a corridor that they cannot see.
Wilder, will you accept this potion of eye?
You will take the
take potion of eye. And then I also hear, I see potion 6. I see potion parenthesis 6.
Is that
no.
Oh, it's probably, yeah.
Oh, it's healing.
I have the joke.
Obviously.
That might be healing potions.
Great.
These are the worst.
I will take the joke of healing.
The joke of healing from me?
Oh, but there's another one here.
I think I have the original.
Okay, but there's another one here.
Maybe we got two of you, but it doesn't make sense to have one person carrying.
Yeah, I think we had two.
Okay. Yeah.
We had two potions, two potions of healing, I think.
Do you want to carry that one?
If I'm on the front line, I probably shouldn't, because I will go down
and
someone needs to put it in my mouth, probably. Grimler, please take this jug of healing with 6 potions in it.
What's her name?
Grimler. Should we have paper place cards?
Did you adjust the stream? Okay, great. Yeah. If you would like paper release cards, I can give you some.
I have a whole bunch of index cards on the table.
Great. Yep, you're welcome to do that.
You gotta do that?
Sure, yeah.
I just look over the live stream there.
Oh, wow.
See, I keep looking to my side.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Our users are not confused. They yeah, see yeah. Our viewers rather. Our viewers can see everything's fine.
Looking to my left to see everybody's character.
Oh yeah, hey John is here. I promised I'd give him a personal shout out at some point.
Shout out to John.
No, not yet.
Oh.
Now he's just gonna leave because he's gonna
out of there.
That's super weird.
John's our sole viewer at the moment.
Do you have place cards in the stream that helps? Yes, I am free.
Yeah, that's weird. Yeah, okay.
I can only see the one Max reward.
Okay, don't worry about the tech. Please keep playing D&D. I will pass away.
So do we have anything else on Nabil's will?
That was all the magic. There's a hobgoblin key.
He does it, it's kind of echoey. I would recommend him maybe turning off the soundboard. And let's just see if that, yeah, there we go. I just restarted my chat client, of course. I turned it off and on again.
Nice.
And that seems to have fixed it. So please let us know if it continues to be echoey. We're trying adjustments on the fly.
Lauren, could you talk for a little bit?
Sure.
That's not awkward at all.
Give us your type five.
Wait, here's a question. Is there a silver dagger on that list of things?
There are silver arrows. There are 10 silver arrows.
I already have silver arrows.
Okay. I do not see those. I see a hobgoblin key and I see hobgoblin letters.
I might have to go shopping for real if we can.
You don't need that. Well, I have a bottle of holy water that should be just as good.
I have four bottles of holy water.
Why are we carrying so much?
All bodies of water are sacred to Sumanis.
So it's just water.
I see.
Who knows?
You might ask Paul. Is there anything you want on place cards for information?
Nope. It's for you guys.
Okay, I have a whole.
Totally for you guys. Right. Yeah. No.
I'll just follow Dan.
I may change my mind.
I figured I didn't need to put this. I know, because we're all elves here.
We are all elves here.
So when we get going, frontline is going to be me and Rose, I think is where we had it last time, because our AC is pretty super.
Okay, so I think we're attempting to adjust the audio here. We have turned off one of the audio capture devices in hopes that maybe that makes it a little less echoey. But it could just be that we're using that big omnidirectional mic in the back. Anyway, we're doing the best we can. We hope it's not so bad that it's... David Hearn suggests we should try singing. I mean, it is someone's birthday. I'm just saying. Year, take a look at my blog, that's paulsgameblog.com. I posted, my most recent post should be a recap of what happened last year, but generally what we have here is a large group of elves who have come to the town of Restonford to plumb into a newly discovered tomb, massive dungeon complex is what it's turned out to be, and gain riches and notoriety. We did introductions in our previous video. Hopefully that worked and everybody got to see that. So I'm going to jump right into it. Here we go. For my players, here's where we are. It has been several months since the battle with the Harpy beneath the old temple to Semanas. Since then, you have lived in relative peace in the town of Restonford. Alas, unable to revive your companion Nabil, you held a quiet service and then settled into fairly quiet lives. Otter, Grilmir, and Sasha the Dragon have a small house in town, and live under a domestic arrangement the rest of you agree is best not probed into too deep. Janik and Rose are roommates as well, and Janik now even knows a few simple dwarven words. Henrod has sadly not fared as well.
Oh!
His lover, Tella's husband, has fallen ill, and she is too wrought with guilt to leave him in his declining years.
Kill that guy.
Between the affair and then plotting to kill the man, Henrod also has his own fair share of guilt to deal with.
Sorry, guilt.
And so the two both eagerly await for the illness to take its final course, far too ashamed to admit to each other that they are... Sorry, I should have just read what was written. Far too ashamed to admit that even to each other.
Wow.
Rose's father came to town recently, and though he was quite gruff towards Janik at first, he speaks only Dwarvish, and so you all assume that was simply his Dwarven nature. Eventually, he warmed to your group and even held a large party, you assume, to celebrate the success in slaying the Goblin King.
Great!
Yep. He presented his daughter with an intricately worked Dwarven ring, and gave a similar one to your group, in which Janik gracefully accepted as leader of the group.
I'm not a tool, yeah.
The old dwarf has now settled in town as well, working as a smith and living in a small house across the road from Janik.
Well, that seems a lovely arrangement that the elderly gentleman is near his daughter.
Dwarven clans are very close.
Only dwarven. Many inexperienced adventurers have flocked to town to search for treasure in the hills in the old shrine based on the reports of your party's success. Small bands have frequently disappeared in the hills, never to be heard from again, and yet this does not seem to dissuade any of the influx of would-be treasure hunters. Recently, an elemental cultist was captured and is being held in the dungeons beneath the Baron's castle. In addition to whatever you are doing with equipment, when we begin, you may purchase rumors in one of two ways. You can go down to the tavern and buy people drinks and see what the hubbub is. And that will cost you d6 times 10 silver.
Just having a good time.
Pardon me, let me grab this. And if you do that, you may draw from the tavern rumors deck of cards. Also, Sasha the Dragon has informed Otter and Grilmir.
My beloved one.
Excellent.
Who does not intimidate
anyone? Not at all. She says she can smuggle you into the dungeons to listen to some of the ravings of the elementalist that they have captured while he's being tortured, if you like. It will cost you 2d6 times 10 silver pieces to bribe the other guards while she goes in there to do her normal work.
Right.
What does she do?
She's a guard at the castle.
Oh. You have an agreement. You don't ask about her work.
That's true.
She doesn't ask about your adventures. Excellent. 2d6 times 10 silver will get you a draw from the ravings of the cultist. Excellent. There you go. So that's available to you as well. Now, you guys were talking about healing potions. You have some number of jugs of healing.
Yes.
What is the party's current supply of jugs of healing?
I think we have 8 in total.
8 in total.
I have 6.
You have a 2 and a 6. Okay, great.
Excellent.
What's the going rate in your campaign, Dan? 200
per dose.
200 per dose.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Is that right?
Yes.
I will extend that likewise to you. Then you can, the monks who are very impressed with your ability to reclaim relics from the from the Lost Temple of Sumanis, would gladly sell you enchanted healing drafts that they have laboriously over a long period of time created. They have a limited supply. They currently have six. They have one jug of six doses to sell.
So total is 1,200 silver.
Correct.
Okay. Let's just get the whole thing, right?
Do we have that? I only have 15 gold pieces here, is what it says.
I only have 150 silver. I have 405 silver and 5 gold pieces.
I have a ring that's worth 3,700
silver.
It's a ring, though, so I probably need to go sell it.
But it doesn't mean as much to the party as the rings that Rose and Janet are hatching, so...
I'll just buy the whole thing. I have 3,500 silver pieces.
I don't remember what I spent all my money on. I bought a mule.
I spent my current money on a rumor.
Excellent.
Oh, yeah. Do I have to roll for the cost?
Is that all? Yes, it is. Okay. It is either or. Yeah, first.
Oh, that is a lot. That is a lot. Okay.
Yeah. Yes. So you spend the night at the tavern buying drinks and chatting people up.
I guess I should have some dice with this game.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. You're playing what? Can I please have a tavern rumor, someone?
Do I have to share with the party? Totally up to you. But I mean, you know.
A friendly knight lives to the north, but has not been heard from in some time, as anyone that travels along the north road now falls prey to the orcish clan of the Severed Hand.
Ooh. Should we already take care of those?
I think we fought.
So, as you know, we're for folks following along at home, we are using the Restonford Wilderness map for our hometown, our home base. Which I projected here. I don't know how well that's coming across on the camera, but whatever. So you're in the town of Restonford, on top of Bone Hill, just around the Kelman Hills. Is the Temple to Sumanis, which has replaced the previous what anyone who has the Bone Hill module knows to be on top of Bone Hill. That rumor specifically pertains to the road north from Restonford.
Okay.
Mm. Which is not the road that leads to the north.
I see.
So
you're talking about this one?
That's correct.
So this is north.
Correct. Yes. Yes.
Correct. Well, how much gold? How much silver is in a gold?
10?
10?
Yeah.
10?
Okay. Oh, who's carrying the other jug of gold?
I can't.
Have you bought it?
I bought it.
Oh, you bought it.
Yeah. Personally, for my own savings.
No, it's
fine.
I'm going to,
I think you should carry the extra.
Raise?
Pay the bribe.
Yeah.
Oh, excellent. Would you mind Sasha? Yeah. Okay, so you just have to wear this hood.
Okay.
Just put this hood on.
Great. This is excellent.
Same one Sasha wears to work every day. Okay. And she brings you down into the dungeons deep underneath the Baron's Temple.
Okay. So
and you pay a few bribes of other guards to meet along the way.
I have to pay 700 silver pieces. Hey, Penrod,
it should be times 10.
70.
Oh, 70. 70.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Never mind. Then I'm fine.
$700.
I'm one of those rich adventurers.
Excellent. One thing you learn for sure, besides the draw of the deck, generally you learn a little bit about this cultist that has been captured.
Yes.
Basically, you know that. I feel like actually I missed a paragraph in the background here. Did I jump from Rose's father to the adventurers? I feel like I did. Did I talk about the goblin raids last night?
No.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I totally skipped it. let me read you this paragraph. While the goblin raids lessened, they are still occasionally seen in the forest, and it's believed that they have likely re-inhabited the upper levels of the temple. Some worry they are breeding there and will one day grow brave enough to attack, though there's no real evidence of that. Goblins aside, the road through the forest is still quite perilous. Many reports have come to Restonford of a cult of elementalists that kidnap unwary travelers. Now, specifically, this person that they have captured, that some group of adventurers captured, say that there is, in fact, in the forest there, there is an entrance into their, into the elementalists' temple.
We knew that, right?
I feel like we found that.
Great.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, now I question.
Right?
Pretty sure
we got to go through.
I think we left.
You came into their temple from above, from the goblin chambers. Yeah. What they seem to be indicating is that there is some other entrance from the forest. That one needn't climb Bone Hill. That there is a tunnel from the forest. I don't know if you guys discovered it or not, but either way, it exists.
Okay. Great. I'm going to draw from the
radio.
Yeah.
Great.
Please get a card here. The deep sea borders the Lizard King's domain, and it is said even he fears the dark things that live beneath its depths.
And that was useless.
In case we fight the Lizard King, okay. I mean, then we can scare him with the ocean.
All right.
I'm gonna buy a rumor from the Ravens.
These decks too will be available to you throughout. Every time you return to town, we
will
see you.
I'm gonna do it right now.
Great.
I'll go with you.
Great.
2d6, right?
Yeah, 2d6 times 10.
Great.
Yeah, the ravings cost a little
more.
Again, you have to accompany Sasha. She brings you in into the dungeon. Just wear this hood. It'll be fine. It's this big, full head covered hood.
It's fine.
It's fine. I'll be in here working. Tell me if you need me.
Boy, she's creepy.
I don't know what you mean.
The vizier to the rat prince is a fraud.
Oh.
He has never performed a single incantation. Oh.
I can't remember.
Did we fight
a bunch of rat people?
Prince?
There were a bunch of.
Yeah.
There were
were
rats.
There were
rats.
Were
yeah.
Rat, were
yeah.
Rats.
All right. This rumor makes me concerned that it may perhaps be a false rumor, a fake rumor, such that there is a vizier to the rat prince who actually does have. Horrible magical powers.
Who would go around spreading false rumors? That's ridiculous.
Some competing adventurers that wish us to fail by being surprised by an overwhelming magical vizier.
This was a ravings, right? This wasn't a rumor. This was a ravings.
Is this not a plan that we have come up ourselves in the past?
Look, all of us adventurers are in this together. We succeed or fail as a whole, so no one would ever try to trick us.
I mean, this guy is just a guy being tortured.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. That's right. This is just a guy being tortured.
Well, as you know, only truth can come out of a torture.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. Tortured people deliver.
Especially when it's a weak, weak
this
man.
Is...
Yeah. Exactly.
Ben.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Ben.
This all makes sense.
I think our viewers would prefer that when you read the ravings that you read them in the voice of a tortured soul as they are being.
I will not debase myself to read as a man.
The vizier to the rat prince is a fraud! He has never performed a single incantation! I'll cut my fingers!
Nice.
Hold on.
Was that good?
That was great. Well done. Perfect. I think you should read them all of them.
Yeah.
you want to read them?
That hurts my voice. Yours is too long. I don't want to get it.
Wow.
Oh, okay. Can Janet grow facial hair?
That's an important
question.
Can you
Let's
roll
find
for
out.
That?
What?
This, yes.
There's a poultice for that, I think.
Yes, Janet can grow.
All right, yes. All right, see, here I'm
here. Three facial hair.
I was going to debate rules, and I'm about to debate rules on elven facial hair.
Yeah.
Yes,
sure,
so in the past couple of months, I've grown my hair out, and I have a full beard.
Okay, great.
I have a full beard that looks nothing like what I used to.
Ah, that's
right.
Right.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Got it? Right?
Yeah.
Can I, am I able to go to the tavern and get
yes.
more?
Yes.
Yes, yes, you can. No one recognizes you.
Excellent.
The elven arson is known to have a trim hair god and be clean shaved.
That is not me. It is some other elf who... Anyway, so I go to the tavern. I go to the tavern and I buy a wealth of drinks for all the people that are there.
Excellent.
And I pay merely 10 silver pieces.
Excellent.
Or one single gold piece.
I hope you learn something of the great value.
I bet I do. Should I read this as like a bartender?
Not read in the voice of the deranged elemental.
Or maybe as a drunk man.
Like a drunk at the bar.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey, buddy, a group of adventurers have brought back an ancient Amorian coin from the crypts below the shrine. Possibly this indicates some connection to Lost Halls of the Amorian Palace, upon whose the ruins the shrine was built.
Yeah, that was accurate.
Yeah. You got drinks for the local historian.
Yeah,
I guess I did. Yeah, that was detailed.
He's very wrong.
Yeah. Oh, God. Lost Halls of the Amorian Palace. Ah, oh, my friend, the Lost Halls of the Amorian Palace. I see of what you speak.
Great.
A lot of adventurers went in and did better work than us.
We gotta get in there.
Yeah, we gotta get back.
I mean, when we go in, we just like kill things and loot stuff.
Yeah.
We don't find out information.
Right, yeah. That's a good. We murder the information.
So, I kind of like the idea of trying to find this knight. I don't know. That sounds exciting to me. It's not in a dungeon.
I mean,
maybe
feel like we got we got unfinished business with the elemental cult.
We do.
Do we get to go carousing?
Ooh, yes, absolutely. You get to go carousing, but only on return from town.
Oh.
Return to town from adventure.
Okay. All right.
So after you've been on an adventure and return to town, you may go carousing.
I mean, when you need to shake a little bit of the rust off, we got like a beard that's, you know, freshly grown in. We gotta try that out.
what are the goblins gonna
new
think?
New party obligations that are going on here. Seems like the dwarf is not gonna leave, which I'm upset about.
Oh, no.
We're not all young and carefree like we were at the start of our adventure,
So I'm down with the knight. I'm down with the elementalist.
Tell me the rumor about the knight again.
I think Wilder got that.
This friendly knight lives in the north, but he has not been heard from in some time. As anyone along the travels along the north road now falls prey to the orcish clan, the Shepherd's Hand.
Well, if they've only got one hand each, you know, that should be pretty easy.
So
you just gotta circle them all to the left. They keep swinging to the right, and you can poke.
I would like to get another rumor of the tavern.
Excellent.
Yeah, I want to get a rumor from the tavern.
I paid 30 silver pieces.
Okay.
So
okay.
There are more.
I'll warn you. There are fewer rumors than there are ravens.
Surprise me.
Gotcha.
So you may run the deck.
Another thing. A clever elf named Cynric Elmsilver was able to pilfer many riches from under the old shrine. He said he found a secret way to the deepest caverns of the Lizard King and planned one final heist, but he was never heard from again.
Huh. That's one final heist for you.
Yeah.
I feel like we've heard about this Lizard King before. Last year.
He can do anything.
I think if some of you consult your notes from last year,
I don't have any.
You may find information about the Lizard King.
I have this useful note. It says survival is a rite of passage.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, of course.
So that should be.
So this is a cider.
Realmere is wanted by the law and doesn't commit anything to paper because that'll just evidence to be used later.
Thanks, Realmere.
Yep.
Okay, the Lizard King's... The Lizard... Remember, good friends, the Lizard King is said to speak with a forked tongue and enslave many.
Right. We never ran into any
lizard.
Right at the end, we ran into lizard men.
Didn't we? I thought those were Fomorians.
They were troglodytes. They were troglodytes. If you remember, they were clad in rich robes, and they had a lot of wealth on them.
Yeah, gemstones.
Yeah,
I think they were trying to steal from the harpy.
Oh, yeah.
Is the elementalist, we get a sense from that, what we heard from the elementalist about the secret entrance, is that also to the north?
Is that to the north? No, it is in the forest. It is in the forest.
So,
yeah. Right over there.
Yep. Which is where the Sumanus' temple is, right?
Sumanus' temple is up there on Bone Hill.
It's
on the top. Yep. Yep. So in the past, you've traveled along that road that hooks around the Kelman Woods.
Yeah.
And then just before entering the woods, which you knew were scary and troublesome, you would cut across to climb the hill
Get
into the entrance on the top of the hill.
So I guess I'd vote to go back here and look for the elementalists.
Secret entrance.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
You know, I'll listen to another rumor from the Raving.
These are pretty cheap, considering.
I think they're probably expensive for the value of the information. There is a hidden door. Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Do it.
Do it.
There's a hidden door in the fire temple. All are forbidden to use it, even the fire priests themselves. No, not my nipples.
Wow.
He has four.
Can we get banned from Twitch? Is that possible?
Well, it has been about 10 minutes.
Yeah.
I'm gonna pay for the bribe.
Oh my gosh. This is great.
You rolled the average.
Well, I hate the average.
Fire door.
Alright. Oh my god, I got another one about the Lizard King. The Lizard King has offered a great reward to anyone who can find the means of killing the poisonous mold that has infested some of his treasury.
That was more of like I don't know, furly priest, I think.
Say yes, that was great. That's awesome.
Get out of here, Henrod. This is we each take turns sneaking into
cell.
And then report back in our best impression of the elementalists. We're both wearing these ridiculous hoods. Sasha's just in the other side of the room doing something.
Sharpening her axe.
Yeah.
I'm batting 100 for rumors about the Lizard King.
Yeah.
So he'll also
get that Lizard King.
A great reward to any who can find a means of killing the poisonous mold that has infested some of his treasury.
Be on it. Let me also remind you, my elven brothers and sisters, that the Lizard King is also said to serve a dark god and grown wealthy with tribute for clemency. And in addition, a noble knight in fine armor went to slay the Lizard King and never returned.
Oh.
Huh.
Maybe this knight
is
maybe he's friendly. Maybe it's the
all
same friendly
roads
knight.
Lead to the Lizard King.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we're kind of rusty, you know. We've been sitting back here.
Yeah.
Sitting on our laurels, you know, we gotta show these young whippersnappers
what it means to plunge a dungeon.
To really, yeah, plunge the dungeon, as we said.
So, the tunnel or the knight to the north? Is it the tunnel?
I'm good with the tunnel. We can visit the knight once we...
The secret entrance of the forest.
Yeah.
I'm fine with that unless people are really dedicated to this knight business.
I think once we find some signs of lizard activity.
Yeah.
We got a lot to go on.
Yeah.
Okay.
We can go visit the knight.
Alright, let's dust off my
mm-hmm.
Oh, magic battle axe. Holy shit. Yeah, dust that shit off. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Jeez.
I spent the day before we go totally like jacked up on the power from Ulthar's sword. Just get struck by lightning, do the first event is
getting forgot about that one.
Clean up the house before I go.
Wow.
After the dragon does prefer that you leave the house tidy
before
you go out.
That's an abuse of the power of
Sumanis.
Yeah. Listen, I have the sword already. Right?
Yeah.
I decide what's an abuse of Sumanis' power.
By the power of Sumanis, I will dust this dresser!
Okay, so
don't buy a large quantity of rations and
yes,
wine.
Oh, yeah.
Good choice. Yep.
We can put it on my
standard rations are 5 for a week.
Alright.
Do we have iron rations? Is that a thing here?
That is totally a thing. And I'm going to hopefully mine for you.
I also have an extra suit of chainmail on my
iron rations are 15.
Which I can't wear.
Do we want
so
iron
the difference, as I rolled it, is this, that standard rations last a week, after which they go bad. Iron rations last much longer. So standard rations are great if you're only buying a week's worth.
We might as well.
I guess I could get.
I have very little money.
Wait.
Oh, you guys are all wealthy. I have very little.
Do you have any, like, jewels?
I don't. Not that I see. I don't know if I bought it.
Oh! You lost a ton of money growling.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Right. Thank you. Right.
I'm just buying an extra long ranch.
Should I just get around for us all?
Sure.
Because there's only 5 people.
Yeah.
It's going to be...
Very professional stream here.
Here it is. Here's what I'm looking for.
Here's my full, like, expanded equipment list with the encumbrance values.
Yep, I also need to buy more arrows.
I have 20 arrows. Do you just want them?
Oh, yeah.
All right, so just take those because I also am about to not be able to move very fast.
Great.
There's also 10 silver arrows.
You can write those down.
I have silver arrows.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I was running low on my regular.
I think I have
many
more of those. Yep, here's a couple more.
Great.
Dug some more equipment.
Yeah.
Right in your face. Rillmere, thank you for taking care of provisions.
So we all have food.
Can somebody tell me who each miniature is? Maybe point at each one with like a pencil or a finger or something.
Yes.
So
this one right here is Janik.
Excellent.
The bold fighter.
Excellent.
With a fine beard. And not a pencil mustache. this one here is Rose, the dwarven fighter.
Very good.
They're good friends.
Yep.
They're close companions.
Yes, they are comrades in arms. Yes.
Excellent. I actually don't know who the rest of them are.
Wilder.
That's Wilder here. An elven fighter.
Excellent. Wilder, carrier of the lantern.
Oh, that's Rillmere.
Probably doesn't, don't really
this
want.
This is probably Henrod, yes.
That's me, that's
Otter. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Wait, sorry, who's in the hood and the with the bow?
That is Rillmere.
That's Rillmere. Thank you.
This is Otter. That's Henrod? Really? Okay.
Henrod the Handsome with the giant magical display. Excellent.
I can cast a sword.
So confusing. Why would you guys do that?
I have a magic sword.
All right. Hey, no, I'll hop
down.
Yeah.
Get a does what you do.
This is just the one that looks the most like Max in real life.
I don't know how to feel about it.
Max, there's also a whole display of miniatures there behind Christian if you wanted to.
Here's a good hand rod.
Yeah, or...
Cloakenstein.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's hand rod.
That's hand rod. Perfect.
Because he's not actually handsome at all, so he's the highest face.
He's really not.
You know,
I remember from last year, I feel like you were playing it as that he was physically handsome, but also a dick.
Yeah, he's socially an F. His minus two charisma bonus.
Minus two?
Oh, yeah. Henry on the hands has a charisma of 4. Which all I know is one more than it could have been, so.
That's true. You are not the literal lowest.
The lowest.
Wow.
The absolute lowest. Okay, great.
We're only in the 5th percentile.
This right here. Feel free to make use of this dice rolling. Oh, you've got one over there. You're fine. Okay, great.
I'm also just going to buy a mirror.
Okay, so sounds like the plan was to hit the road, walk around into the forest. Yes? Is that true? Let me step back. Are you traveling along the road, or are you going to climb the Kelman Hills?
Just take the road, right?
Yes.
Excellent.
We're buying a wheat for everybody, right, Rillmere?
Yes.
Okay. Take the scenic route.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's what we've done.
It is easier. In fact, the reason the road goes that way, right, is because it doesn't go up and down the hills, and the hills are known to be somewhat dangerous. Things live in the hills.
We're known to be somewhat dangerous. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Does anybody have a mount? Do you have any kind of cart, or are you all?
I have
fine?
A mule.
You have a mule.
Okay. I'm carrying with me.
You carry it.
As a company.
We don't want the mule to have to wear himself out. You know. Yeah.
Do we know generally how dangerous or threatening the road is?
The road is generally pretty safe until it enters the wood.
Okay.
The wood is known to be the place where it's unpleasant.
Okay.
The dead forest, is that what it's called, Maxie?
The dead forest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The dead forest is in fact known to be quite dangerous. Apparently,
I'm pretty suspicious.
Evil
of this
elemental cultists have been abducting people on the road as they travel through the forest.
So are we going to try to get abducted?
Yeah, should
should we try to get
them? Well, should we act real dumb and rich?
We can never act dumb and rich.
We can act dumb and poor.
I thought we were going to try to find the secret entrance, which is theoretically around.
We'd probably find it if they kidnapped us.
Yeah, I think if we get jumped, we can try to charm an elementalist and have them take us to the...
Oh, reminds me.
I see. Is that what I'm hearing is that I should take the spell charm person?
I am going to take the spell charm person for one of my spells. Because I got two.
Wow!
So we're going to take one.
That's impressive. Two first level spells.
I'm much more powerful than you. and then I guess I'll take sleep. Sleep works also for... Because then we'll become the abductor.
As usual, I'm taking read languages.
Yeah.
Right.
So that I might read those strange scripts written by a certain species known as man.
Excellent.
Thanks.
Okay, so you've geared up. You've got stuff. You've got loaded up your mule with rations and whatnot. And you're going to travel the road. Yes.
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 And you're hoping maybe you get abducted?
Yeah.
That's basically the plan. No, it's not the plan.
I mean, we're walking in armor with weapons. Alright, so I don't think we're going to get abducted.
That's a good point.
So maybe we want to actually try to detect their ambush?
I mean, we could just wander in looking for the secret entrance.
Yeah.
If we run into them, we run into them. If we find the entrance,
that's a good point. Yeah.
We are... naturally stealthy in the woods, being all animals.
That's true, except for Rose.
Except for Rose.
She'll be the bait.
Ooh,
great.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I tell your wife?
you hit the road. It takes you about 2 days of travel to reach the Deadwood, but 2 days of boring travel. Nothing untoward happens. The weather is fine. It is the heat of summer. So perhaps you become a bit uncomfortable in your, those of you walking in heavy armor. but it is a pleasant walk enough, along the road.
Oh, did I just move us off the camera?
Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Great. So you enter into the wood. It's dark wood. Actually, the shade is somewhat welcome with the heat of the summer. You enter into the wood, but you're all nervously looking about trying to find any... sense of either ambush of being abducted, as well as looking for sites of the this elemental cult or the entrance to their secret temple. Excellent.
Yeah, worst comes to worst, we can always just scour the edge of the hills here.
Yeah. We should just go back in front entrance.
Fight those goblins.
Or hire someone to discover
that. Jared, roll me a d6 and add your wisdom modifier, please.
5.
5, excellent. Okay, so after some poking around and whatnot, Janik eventually discovers on the road some tracks leading into the woods from a site along the road that you think maybe... there was a skirmish here. Do you find some disturbances, some broken branches, an stray arrow that has been discarded or left broken where it landed in the road? And after a little bit more searching, you find a trail of, not like a path, but just evidence of people walking through the woods, and you think that you could possibly follow that trail.
I point this out to Rose.
Oh.
Excellent. Hand signals.
Yes.
Point out the arrow.
Great. She... this is definitely not Rose's forte. Rose looks at you a little confused.
I verbalize the elves.
Okay, great.
My friends, an arrow and tracks and things that perhaps are cultists in the woods.
Okay.
How many words of Dwarvish do we have between us? Does Rose speak common?
Rose speaks common.
Oh, thank God.
Rose
speaks
common. Rose can speak common.
Okay. That's
three can speak
to
Rose.
And I think as we said in the intro, that Janik knows a few dwarven words.
what
I totally leave
words?
It up to you
okay.
to invent. Right. But you can know a few common, sort of common nouns, right?
Okay.
You assume that they're objects or things that may be in the household. You could say, you know, cup or stuff like that. Right?
You like fight and attack and run.
No, that's well above.
Those are the number one things we want to talk about.
Far more domestic. You picked up these words through living with Rose in domestic quietude.
Yeah, I hope it's not attacking.
Dishes breaking on a regular basis.
Alright, follow that
Okay, great. You follow the trail into the woods, looking through the broken. It's difficult. It's not an obvious path, but you find like little broken branches or evidence of some number of people moving through the woods here. And eventually, you come across, you can see that the trees start to grow a little bit thinner. You can see a clearing opening up ahead, and you can see what appears to be as the woods start to climb this hill, right? Because the Bone Hill extends to the west there. you can see what appears to be like a cave entrance into the side of the hill that has been embellished with ornament. So the entrance to the cave itself, somebody has built like a lintel around it out of wood, and they've carved into it intricate symbols. And from here, you can't quite make out exactly what they are, but it does look like there's some motifs of fire on one side, and you think you can see like sort of moving water or waves on the other. You also notice that there are two men in heavy armor standing in front of it, looking rather bored.
That wasn't particularly well hidden.
How big? So there's like a clearing in the woods around this cave?
Yeah. So you think that right now you feel like you're in the cover of the woods, which all of you elves are very comfortable with, and perhaps only Rose sticks out. And keep shh, Rose. Shh. What? But most of you feel quite comfortable. But there is a good, like, 30 feet of open ground before you come to the cave entrance, where you would, even an elf would be out in the open.
Henrod, you have charm person prepared, right?
I just have my natural charismatic personality. Right, that's always magical.
You're magical.
That's always great. I would never forcibly bend the will of someone.
Maybe we could sneak around to get closer to these guards and then charm them simultaneously from the shadows.
What's the range of charm person? Do you have a spell book?
I have several spell books here if you guys want them. I should have the cards kicking around somewhere. I should be better prepared than this.
I have both if anybody wants them.
Charm person has a range of 12 inches.
Yeah, both.
We have really close.
Yeah.
I'll
pick it.
I will get before we go much further. I will uncover the cards. Does anybody else want a book? No.
12 inches. How far is that?
60 feet.
Ah. Oh, but you just charm from here. Why bother with the sneaking around in the shadows? I mean, I know it's our thing.
I mean, get
the rust out, if we just charm the one guy and tell him to kill the other guy?
Why not charm them both? Two is better than one.
You could sleep them, too.
I could just sleep them.
Then I'll be asleep instead of charmed.
I think charming a guard, they'll know what traps and security is on the inside.
I would be in favor of charming one, saving our magical strength, and then killing the other one.
Yeah.
Alright.
Through force of weapons.
Sure. Or you could sleep them both, and we could interrogate.
I unlimber my bow.
we'll take a sniper shot.
All right. I won't kill him.
As you guys are talking, Rose sits down on a log because she's like, "Oh, they're talking melon again." She sits down on a log, and it makes it turns out that it's a little weaker than expected. It makes us laugh. And she sits down, and suddenly you see the two guards kind of like look up and look in your direction. We're gonna roll initiative, and this is my first. So I haven't figured. I didn't realize that this was gonna be a problem in streaming, but I'd like to roll my dice in front of the table. I'm gonna hug them over there. Here's my initiative. Oh, there it goes. Oh, I got a one.
Oh, you rolled well. That's good.
I got a six.
Okay, you guys are first. Okay, great. And so we're going to use group initiative as we go. So we'll start every combat with one of those rolls, and it just indicates who starts. And then we're going to go either clockwise or counterclockwise around the table.
Nice.
I'm going to arbitrarily start with Dan this time and go around.
I throw my spear. Excellent. The one that is closest.
Okay, great. Go ahead.
Attempt to kill it. I rolled a 20, otherwise known as a dirty 20, is what I currently learned earlier today. 14 plus my attack bonus of 6 for a total of 20.
Excellent. You hurl your spear clear across the clearing and jam straight into the guard's chest. Roll me some damage, please.
Your damage is 6 maximal damage.
Okay. Yeah. The spear transfixes him completely. It goes right through his body, jams into the lintel, the carved lintel behind that he's standing in front of, and pins him where he just expires in a giant gush of blood.
I'll cast Charm Person. I'll say the magic words. Nosreb Mrak.
Wow.
Great. Great. I'm going to roll my save. How'd I do?
12.
Okay, he fails his save. You see a glazed look come over his eyes, and he looks at your direction, kind of like he's waiting for some kind of command.
Great. Hey, you!
He starts stumbling, and he starts stumbling away from the...
I'm going to go out of rounds, I think, at this point, right?
Yeah, does anybody, nobody else want
to... Okay, so I'm going to, as my longbow, I'm waiting to see if anybody else pops out, but otherwise...
Great. He stumbles dumbly forward.
Great. We did it.
Yeah, good job.
Another success.
What's your name, man? Yeah.
Gil.
Gil?
I'm Gil.
Hi, Gil. What's through this tunnel that you're guarding?
Oh, the Temple of the Elements.
Oh, yeah. Great.
We did it.
What's your name, friend?
Otter.
Otter. Like an otter.
Yep. Exactly. Otter the Otter. That's me. great. We've come to visit the Temple of the Elements. Are there any traps or other security that we have to look out for when we go through this tunnel?
Nope.
No? Okay, great.
Let's go.
On the other side of the tunnel, does it enter into where the harpy used to be? Or maybe the priestess?
Yep.
Great.
Oh,
great.
Who's in charge now?
Very familiar.
Wait. Okay. That's the wrong thing. That needs a better answer. Alfric Greenwood commands us now.
What sort of person is he?
Oh, he's very annoying. He's always playing on the pipes.
The pipes?
Oh, yes, the pipes. Very irksome.
Are they calling?
What?
It does sound annoying. No. I agree, yes.
Where are the pipes?
Well, he has them. He plays them.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Yes.
Where does he dwell?
Oh, in the temple of Earth.
Yeah.
Oh, the Earth. Okay.
Wow.
Is that where the troglodytes dwell too?
No. Oh. They visit the water priestess.
Water.
And where were we? Wind, I guess.
I thought the harpy was the wind. Is that right, Gil? Was the harpy in the wind temple?
Uh-huh.
Okay, great. What's the order as you descend into the temple of the elements?
Huh?
Where
are they all on the
to?
Same floor?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. you want to go see him?
Yes.
Cool.
Yeah. Guys.
Okay.
I can see why Gil is on guard, dude.
He's definitely yeah, perhaps not bright to begin with, and now ensorcelled as well. But he starts leading you back into the tunnel. And maybe
the guy speared?
What's
yeah,
that?
Send a warning to our
oh, enemy. Thank you so much, Wilder. I can take my spear back.
I lay the poor man child. Yeah.
And you can see now that you're closer that this wood lintel that leads into this tunnel is definitely carved with a lot of intricate detail depicting the four elements. You see all four of them on display here. And let's maybe take a break right here to go order some pizza.
Okay.
And we'll be back in an hour or so to play some more.
Excellent.
Great. All right. Thanks, everyone.